KIRO, Seattle, the news authority.
CBS News. The Motion Picture Academy has chosen Rocky as best film of 1976. I'm Christopher Glenn, reporting on the CBS Radio Network. Rocky, which tells the story of an unknown boxer who gets a shot at the heavyweight championship, reflects in a way what happened to its creator, Sylvester Stallone. Stallone wrote it and starred in it, his first major effort on both counts. The difference is that the boxer in Rocky doesn't win the championship, but the top prize at the Academy Awards did go to Stallone. Best Actress and Actor Awards both went to the stars of the film Network. Faye Dunaway won her statuette for her portrayal of a steely, opportunistic television executive, while the late Peter Finch, who died of a heart attack in January, won for his role as an anchorman going mad. It was the first time the Best Actor Award had been given posthumously. Best Supporting Actress went to Beatrice Straight, also for a role in Network. Jason Robards won Best Supporting Actor for his work in All the President's Men. Some other awards, Barbara Streisand for Evergreen, the song she wrote for her film A Star is Born. Best Original Screenplay, Patty Chayefsky for Network. Best Direction, John Avildsen for Rocky. More CBS News coming up.
When you've decided to buy a microwave oven, wouldn't it be nice if there was an easy way to be sure you're getting the right one? There is. Just go to your Amana retailer and see a demonstration of the fabulous Amana Touchmatic Radar Range, the first microwave oven with a memory. The Amana Touchmatic Radar Range can take foods from the freezer to the table, simple as 1, 2, 3. Because Amana's Touchmatic Radar Range remembers how long to defrost, then remembers exactly how long to cook. And after it calls you for dinner, the timer even remembers and displays the time of day. And just look at these other performance and convenience features. Stainless steel interior, big enough for a family-sized turkey. Cookmatic Power Shift lets you choose the cooking speed you need. 675 watts of cooking power cooks almost everything in 1/4 the usual time, with 50 to 75% less energy than a conventional electric range. That's energy saving. The Amana Touchmatic Radar Range. Once you see it in action, you'll know it's the one for you.
A steel mill accident on Chicago's South Side has resulted in the deaths of 4 workers. Len Walter of CBS station WBBM reports.
The blast furnace had been idle for 2 years because of a lack of steel orders and was ready to be fired up again when the accident occurred. For 2 months, workmen for the mill, Wisconsin Steel, and a private contractor had been inside the furnace making repairs, all very routine. Plant supervisor Ken Filar said suddenly, inexplicably, carbon monoxide gas filled the furnace.
My assistant superintendent was around the furnace, and he saw one of the persons laying on the bottom of the furnace, another one saying, "Something's blowing in here." Since he knew it was unsafe as a result of seeing some turbulence in the furnace, he knew it was unsafe to go in. The additional people who were behind him said they were going to go in and save him. He pleaded with them to stay out of the furnace. They still went in the furnace while he went and made some attempts to get additional oxygen and air breathing apparatus for these people who were in the furnace itself.
The 4 men in the furnace died. 4 others were injured and are recovering. Len Walter for CBS News, Chicago.
The federal government will be supplying millions of dollars in an effort to get homeowners in 10 states to install solar hot water systems. The point of the pilot program, says James Fry, acting administrator of the Energy Research and Development Agency, is to spread the word.
Solar hot water heating is fairly economic just now, and the purpose of the program is to get more people using solar energy to heat hot water to show other people it can be done so that the technology will spread more rapidly.
Homeowners who participate in the plan will get $400 in federal money to help defray the estimated $1,000 to $1,300 cost of installing solar hot water systems. President and Mrs. Carter went to a recital at the Kennedy Center in Washington Monday night. It was a benefit for several groups concerned about endangered species and featured cellist Mstislav Rostropovich, who will become conductor of the Washington-based National Symphony for the next 3 years. The Carters went backstage after the performance to greet the famed musician, who's in self-imposed exile from his homeland, the Soviet Union. More after this.
I'm Hyman Brown, producer-director of the General Mills Radio Adventure Theater. Picture yourself and 3 family members or friends enjoying a whole week at Disneyland in California. All expenses paid. Fly first class. Stay at the new Anaheim Hyatt House just across from Disneyland. Enjoy free trips to all attractions, including a rocket trip on Space Mountain, the thrilling new attraction opening soon. It's adventure and excitement that can only happen at Disneyland. Each week for 4 weeks, starting April 2nd, we'll draw a lucky winner of this fabulous vacation for four at Disneyland. And we'll give away 400 Mickey Mouse watches to runners-up. No purchase necessary, but contest is void. We're prohibited by law. I'll have all the details for you on how to enter during the General Mills Radio Adventure Theater, Saturday and Sunday, April 2nd and 3rd, over many of these CBS radio network stations.
The official investigation into history's worst air disaster has begun, yet the casualty figures from the tragedy are still confused. At this time, it's believed 575 people died when Pan Am and KLM jumbo jets smashed together on a runway in the Canary Islands Sunday. About 70 people survived. The KLM jet is said to have been taking off when it plowed into the Pan Am plane at a speed approaching 200 miles an hour. Christopher Glenn, CBS News.
Cairo News Time, 10:06.
Well, now, isn't that nice? It's a sale they're having in downtown Seattle. And it's no blarney. It's an after-hours look of the Irish sale on St. Paddy's Day Thursday from 6 to 10 p.m. There'll be Irish music and dancing and free Irish candy kisses. Check your newspaper for details. Then come on downtown and visit the stores and shops and restaurants and ride the free buses within downtown. That's downtown Seattle, Thursday evening.
Now this paid political announcement.
I live in West Seattle, and I'm supporting Gary Grant for Congress. Gary Grant is a unique candidate. As a moderate income earner himself, he's well aware of the bite taxes take out of my paycheck. He understands from personal experience the need for an equitable tax system for working families.
If you agree with me that we need a fair tax system, not one that gives a privileged few the advantage, I would appreciate your support on April 5th.
Send Congress our best April 5th. Vote Gary Grant, Democrat.
Paid for by Gary Grant for Congress Committee, Democrat, Lige Trotter, Treasurer.
In. Welcome. I'm E.G. Marshall, waiting to explore with you what is often puzzling and always slightly beyond rational understanding. This story is real, and what happened goes back almost 100 years when Joseph Conrad recorded it. Then, even more so than now, the word Congo had acquired sobering connotation. Sobering indeed, as a commercial trader was to discover.
Kurtz. Kurtz. Wake up. Wake up, man.
Well, what is it?
Listen. What do the drums mean?
How should I know? Go back to bed, Collier.
I can't. I can't sleep. I'll ask my court.
You stay inside the house. That's an order, Kalia. I don't want to lose you.
Our mystery story, The Warriors from Luanda, is adapted from a story by Joseph Conrad and was written especially for the Mystery Theater by Roy Windsor. It stars Bob Dryden and William Griffiths. It is sponsored in part by Contact, the 12-hour cold capsule, and X-Lax. I'll be back shortly with Act One.
The standard engine is a V8. Standard tires, steel-belted radials. There are front and rear stabilizer bars, special springs and shock valving, fast ratio power steering, and a rally steering wheel. What makes all this interesting is that it belongs to a full-size six-passenger Buick. The 1977 LeSabre Sport Coupe. You'll have to drive it to believe it.
Here in my hand is a little capsule. It's Contact. It contains enough cold medicine to help relieve cold symptoms caused by every known virus. Think about that the next time you're sick. Sneezing, dripping, all clogged up. Then let us help you with real medicine, like Contact. We're number one in the whole world.
Give your cold to Contact. Real medicine for real cold.
Take only as directed.
Whatever your world, you can keep in touch. Join host Bill Yend every morning on Cairo News Radio 71, the best of local and CBS News.
Washington, D.C., President Carter back in the White House after...
A recap of the sports world's highlights.
One other key game as far as the Sonics were concerned last night in the NBA, the...
Dependable helicopter reports on traffic.
On Interstate 5 at Mercer has been cleared off the roadway.
Morning News with host Bill Yend. Keep in touch with your world on Cairo News Radio 71. You never know just what to expect on Cairo Contact with Gary Christensen. You might even visit with the Tooth Fairy.
What do you look like when you make one of these house calls?
Silly. I wear a dress. I have a flower dress and an apron, and I have a crown, and I have my tooth wand.
What if somebody lost their dentures? Does that count?
We'll pick them up for a price, too.
Cairo Contact, every weekday from 9:30 till 3:30, keeping you in touch with your world here on Cairo News Radio 71.
Man is gregarious. He likes the company of others. When men are deprived of human companionship, they undergo subtle changes. They hold conversations only with themselves. Solitary confinement is brutal punishment. It requires strong nerves to endure it. Mental change causes physical change, and a man released from isolation looks different and sounds different. Keep that in mind as we meet the director of the Dutch Great Trading Company. He is saying goodbye to Keertz and Collier aboard his steamer.
Have you any questions, Keertz?
No, Herr Director.
You are in charge. Collier takes his orders from you. Is that understood, Collier?
Yes, Herr Director.
This is not Amsterdam. It is the Congo. The jungle is dangerous and enveloping. I have left you with 10 men, all employed by the company, but responsible to you. They will keep the trading post clear. Mikola and his wife have survived here for years. He keeps the storehouse with its cloth and trinkets for barter.
I will rely on him.
The responsibility of the post is yours. We expect you to collect ivory. The company is generous with rewards for agents who are industrious. I am proceeding upriver. I will not return for 6 months.
By then, Herr Director, I will have filled the storehouse with tusks.
Good. You have ample food, and if you treat Gabilla's tribe with decency and consideration, his hunters will bring you game and produce. Is there anything more?
No, Herr Director, we understand perfectly.
Then I will say goodbye.
We will step ashore.
Goodbye, Herr Director.
Well, Collier.
Oh, it's wonderful.
I feel like an overlord. A raised house with a veranda that overlooks the Congo. 10 men to do the work. Nicola and his wife to manage the storehouse. What more could we want?
And the ivory tusks everywhere in exchange for a piece of cloth or a trinket.
6 months, Collier. 6 months. And we will be rich.
You'll be rich.
Your turn will come. But after you've made your fortune, I will meet your boat in Amsterdam and we'll celebrate our wonderful adventure in Africa.
Look. Look how the sun casts a bar of gold across the river. Surface doesn't seem to move. I haven't seen Mikola since... Oh, he's coming down to us.
Well, Mikola, we have been admiring the view.
You must be careful, Tuan. It is a dangerous river.
Ah?
The crocodile is very swift. You see there, what looks like a branch. It does not move downstream. Crocodile, you turn your back and he is upon you. That is why our house is on stilts. We fear the crocodile more than any other animals in the jungle.
Just how do we go about the bartering, Mikola? I don't speak the native language. I suppose I could manage the sign language.
I speak the tongues. The natives come with tusks. I speak with them. You make the decision, Tuan.
The director says that Skibola,
Is that right, Kibola?
Yes, he is chief of a local tribe. Very friendly.
Does he supply tusks?
No, Tuan. His people hunt only for food and have a village. They do not wander through the jungle. It is the wandering tribes who hunt for ivory, and they bring the tusks to our trading post.
And they exchange ivory for cloth and trinkets?
Knives, bells, beads. We have many things.
That's extraordinary.
The director speaks to me about the 10 men, Tuan.
Oh, he did? And what did the director have to say?
Tuan, it is very hot here. Men must be made to work. If they plant seeds, you will have plenty of produce. Over there was a clearing for growing vegetable.
There? Good heavens, it's a thicket. You say there was a garden there?
Agent before you had men clear the land.
He also had the house built, didn't he?
Yes, Tuan. He was artist. He spent many hours painting on canvas.
Kids, look up there on the hill behind our house, close to that huge banyan tree. A cross. A tilted cross. Is that where the first agent was buried, Makola?
Yes, Tuan.
Chewed up by a crocodile, Makola?
No. No, Tuan. Of fever.
Well?
They are no better than first agents I have to bury in ground.
Oh, do you like these men?
They seem nice men.
You should be the agent.
Perhaps. Perhaps one day. But the director pays me well. We will see.
The Congo is not good for these men who come from where it is cold and where heavy fog creeps over the shore and the land has no sun.
This is our land, and the land is their enemy.
Blast the sunset. Day after day after day after day. Like a cauldron of red-hot metal pouring over the black jungle. And that silent, deadly river. Sometimes I think I shall go mad, Geertz.
Only a month now, Kalia. The steamer will be along in a month. If it weren't for my daughter, Mary, you wouldn't catch me here.
And if it hadn't been for that brother-in-law of mine, maybe I'd still be in the army. Or any place but here. He got me this appointment knowing I'd be miserable in the heart of this blasted continent.
Did your brother-in-law persuade you that you'd make your fortune as a trader? Did he urge you to leave the army? No?
That's neither here nor there.
I see.
What do you see? Were you discharged from the administration of telegraphs? Is that why you're here?
No. I left to earn a dowry for my daughter. She's 17. She's all I have. Merely lives with my sister. My wife is dead. When I have saved enough for her dowry...
You'll never have it. You were supposed to collect ivory. The supply is pitiful. The trading station looks abandoned and the men do nothing.
That will do. Shall I remind you, Kalia, that I am the agent and that you are my assistant?
Yes, sir. What will you tell the director when he asks to see the ivory? And asks about the garden and the fencing and the new landing stage that the men wouldn't work?
Hold your tongue, Kalia.
If you weren't in charge...
Yeah, but I am, and don't you forget it. Now get down to Makola's hut and tell him to come here to the house.
Well?
Look. Look down there, Kairz.
Huh?
I've never seen them before. In front of the storehouse with Makola and his wife.
Fierce-looking devils, aren't they? I wonder where the tribe comes from. I better go down.
No, wait. Makola's wife is coming up here. Akula seems to be quarreling with her leader, pacing back and forth and gesturing. They don't appear to be friendly.
Akula sends me to Tuan.
Oh? Well, speak up, woman. What is it?
Makola says you are not to leave house. They are dangerous men, Tuan.
Get your revolver, Kalia.
No, Tuan. They also have guns.
I will not have Makola threatened.
He will barter with them. Do not go down there.
They have brought tusks.
Well?
Oh, they are fierce men, Tuan.
Well, who are they? Where do they come from?
From the coast, from Luanda. They are warriors. Makola will talk with them, but you stay here. The natives from Luanda are dangerous.
I won't be intimidated by ignorance.
I think you will be, Kurtz. I will. Against 10 men armed with spears and guns, they'd leave us dead. Our director wouldn't like that, would he?
Shut up! Now, when Makola has gotten rid of them, tell him to come up here.
He will come up here, Tuan.
I should thank you, Kurtz. Not that I would have obeyed you.
When I give an order...
But you didn't, because you're afraid to go down there. So am I. But I admit it.
The men are leaving. Mm.
And Makola has gone into his hut. Look, there's his wife coming up from the shore. She circled the clearing. She's afraid, too.
We should always carry our revolvers with us. I intend to.
You cannot, Makola. The director will be angry.
He will never know. I cannot stand up to the men from Luanda. They threaten all of us. They have guns.
But the trader and the assistant...
There will be no trouble.
Oh, they will know.
That may be. I am loyal to Great Trading Company, but also to you, to the children. The warriors threaten to kill us.
How is it to be done?
I have arranged it in my head. It is better you do not know. Better for them, too.
A 100 years ago, the jungles of Africa were impenetrable. It truly was the Dark Continent. 2 men are isolated there. What happens to them will unfold when I return shortly with Act Two.
Do I, Howard Cosell, really embody the sum total of all human knowledge?
No.
I know nothing about CB radio. However, neither do lots of folks. So for everyone, I question General Electric. Their answers made it evident why GE is expert in CB. Listen to the words of Steve Walker, GE's manager of marketing research.
Steve, how have you guys made sure your new 40-channel CBs don't turn out to be turkeys?
Consumer testing, Howard.
A time-worn expression. Pray elucidate.
Certainly. Our procedure with new products is to place hundreds in a test market. Then we survey the owners and investigate any complaints. We'll tear down an entire set to get to the bottom of a problem. Then we can eliminate it.
That's using research for more than just talk. Thanks, Steve.
Research. Another reason to buy GECB. This is Howard Cosell saying GE. That's more than you can say about any other CB.
Have we got a deal for you? Today only, this car is not $895. It's only $95. And we'll throw in a lifetime supply of insect repellent, a plastic horn equalizer, and a Yale megaphone for shouting at other motorists. Oh, yes, indeed.
Sounds absurd, doesn't it? The auto industry is full of all kinds of deals. The Dodge boys at BBC Dodge believe in deals, too, but only deals that are honest, believable, and have dignity. They promise you Dodge cars and trucks, new and used, at competitive prices. They tell it like it is, with never any double talk. That's because they're convinced that honesty and integrity haven't gone out of style. Meet the BBC Dodge boys, the people who really care, and know that if a customer is treated right, he or she will be back again in years to come for a good deal on a proven product from a dealer you'll go back to for service and another car. You want BBC Dodge, 148th and 1st Avenue South in Burien.
From the beginning of recorded time, man has been driven to explore and to plunder for survival. And from England, Belgium, the Netherlands, explorers lay claim to the riches in undeveloped regions. And they were followed by traders, such as Caerts and Collier, who manned outposts on jungle rivers to barter for ivory. Two isolated men who await Makola and his explanation about those unfamiliar warriors from Luanda.
Takes his own good time, doesn't he?
Well, the sun's gone down. That's a blessing. It's positively balmy. Can't be more than 95 degrees. Perhaps we should go for a swim.
You're a fool. Congo gives me the shivers.
For heaven's sake.
Huh? What is it?
Isn't that smoke?
Huh?
See there, off the right. Isn't that smoke rising above the trees?
Yes, it is. Three columns of it. Makola?
Yes? Just one carrots, yes?
What's that over there?
Smoke?
Yeah, I can see that.
Fire. Villages burn.
Shouldn't we take our men and try to help?
No. It is too late.
Is that Gibola's village?
I do not know. It is close by.
And you don't care? Gibola's our friend.
Let's call out the men, Caerts.
Ring the gong.
No, no, Herr Caerts. When villages are burned, natives have been driven out. No one will be there.
Who drove them out?
Could be the Luanda.
The blighters who were here late this afternoon?
They are bad men.
Did they threaten you, Makola?
We argue about tusks.
Oh, they have ivory?
Very much. Do you like get more ivory?
Yes, certainly. We haven't collected very much in the past 5 months. Of course I want ivory, as much as they have.
Then I arrange for it. The director will be pleased.
I should hope so.
Director also asked about fencing and new landing stage.
The men he left with me simply won't work.
Well, maybe, Tuan, if you show them good time, tomorrow they will work. Give them party tonight.
What a wonderful idea. You're to give them a party for doing nothing. Isn't that novel?
Palm wine has gone sour. I give it to them and they enjoy themselves. Tomorrow, they will work.
Well, go ahead. Why not?
You stay in house, yes. It is dangerous.
You stay with me, Kalia. One of them might go off his head. That's an order. Oh,
you and your orders. Ridiculous.
You have fever, Tuan. You stay quiet. Fever will burn away. I will take palm wine to men. You do not leave house, Tuan.
Why should we have anything to fear from our own men?
Let me point out something I have said before. I am the agent in charge here, and you are my assistant.
The person in charge is Makola, and don't try to deny it.
You will not call me ridiculous in front of a servant. I won't stand for that kind of insubordination. If it happens once more...
Yes, what will you do?
I'll discharge you.
You mean throw me out of our castle on stilts? This vermin-infested hutch of a platform? You're welcome to the whole place. I'll head downstream to the coast.
Well, you may do what you please, but you won't survive a day in the jungle. I've warned you, Kalia. Now go to bed. Take your quinine and go to bed.
You may go to hell.
It couldn't be worse than this.
Wake up! Huh? There's trouble in the camp.
You know, who? What is it? Well, go back to bed. Help!
That's a yell for help. Go down there. Take your revolver.
Ah, it's just one of the men drunk on the palm wine.
Oh, did you hear that? Go down there, Chaos. That's one of our men.
Makola!
You're in charge here. That's what you tell me all the time. What kind of man are you?
Intelligent enough not to risk my life for a dead native.
And I'm... I'm dizzy.
Fever. Forget what you heard and go back to sleep. We will find out in the morning.
Oh, I have to go to the camp.
Do what you please, but... Remember the cross on the hill.
He died of fever.
That's right. Do you prefer a bullet?
Ah, you're up, Kalia. You look better.
Where are the men?
Well, they will straggle down shortly. I'll call again.
Oh, there's Makola.
Come up here on the veranda, Makola.
He doesn't appear to be excited. Maybe he didn't hear the gunshot.
When did you wake me up?
It was almost 3 o'clock.
Yes, 20 years.
Where are the men?
They went last night with the coast people, the Luanda.
What? They deserted?
They go away, Tuan.
But they can't. They're company men. Employed by great trading company.
They were no good.
The director will be furious.
He will like the ivory.
Ivory?
Down there, Kayets. In front of the storehouse.
Good Lord. I never saw such a collection. The Luanda returned and...
You say barter with them, and they have many tusks. You wish to see it, Juan?
Good work, Makola. I will certainly mention this to the director. Wonderful. Are you coming, Kalia?
Oh, yes, I'm all right.
You should stay in bed here, Tuan Kalia. You have fever. The sun is hot.
Oh, first, I must see the ivory. That's why we came to this desolate place.
Beautiful. I never saw such tusks, Makola.
I will weigh and store for the director.
What did you have to give for it, Makola?
No regular trade. They bring ivory. I tell them to take what they want. The Luanda need carriers very badly. Our men were no good here, Tuan. No trade, no entry in books. All correct.
You gave them our men? You exchanged the company men for these tusks? You sold them into slavery?
The men were no good to us.
Oh, you scoundrel. What a vile thing to do, sell our men for ivory. The director will hear about this, I swear it. I've never heard of a more despicable act. You have no more duties here, Makola. You and your family are to leave at once.
You are very red, Herr Kurtz. If you are so irritable in the sun, you will get fever and die, like our first chief.
We will return to the coast, to my people, Makola.
No.
You heard Herr Kaya.
He spoke out of anger.
It was wrong to sell the men.
No. The chief of the Luanda would accept nothing else. If I do not agree, he and his men kill us, take everything. We have the ivory and we are alive. Do not worry about Herr Kayetz. He will not drive us away.
Oh, what will the two men do now for food?
They have rice. Things in tins. The steamer will be here soon.
Well, let us travel with the director down to the coast, Makola. I no longer feel safe on this outpost.
Where have you been?
I went up to the camp.
You're mad. Have you no sense? You have fever. You're weak. You want to die.
I found one of Gebola's men lying dead in front of one of the workmen's huts.
What?
The way I see it, Makola carried the palm wine up to the workmen. They got drunk and fell asleep. That's when that tribe from Luanda pounced upon them and carried them off. One of the men from Gabola's village was there and stayed sober. He protested. I was shot and killed. What will you do now?
We can't touch the ivory, of course.
What a frightful thing to have done. Made slaves in exchange for animal tusks. It's very wrong, Chaos.
They were walking down from the house, Makola.
Of course. Now you will see.
Kalia found one of Gibola's men lying dead in front of a workman's hut. You'll tell Gibola to have him removed.
Yes, Tuan.
What do you intend to do with these tusks?
The sun is very strong here for tusks. I must weigh them, place them in storehouse. They are very heavy.
That really is a splendid collection.
The Luanda are great hunters, Tuan.
Yeah, and marauders.
Now, when I have stored them, I will go to Gibola as you have ordered.
I will help you, Makola. One man could not carry so big a tusk.
I can't see a woman doing that work, Kurt. All right, if I give them a hand.
You do as you please.
You are not well, Tuan Kalia.
Oh, the fever will break. Can't leave these beautiful pieces of ivory in the sun.
You will kill yourself.
No matter. I've given up. I don't expect to leave this place alive. Remember when we first put ashore?
Well, perhaps tomorrow the steamer will come.
Well, that's a great store of ivory, Kurtz. It's a shame. We should get credit for it.
I have been giving that a good deal of thought.
You need some credit. The clearing is overrun with rank grass. The fences...
That will do, Kalia.
6 months and you haven't accomplished a thing. The station's a disgrace. No ivory. You've lost the company workmen. You've discharged Makola, but he's still here. I'm sick and tired of listening to you talk about position. Where is your face at, Kayetz? We're like two blind men in a dark room.
But I intend to emerge from that dark room. With credit, you will be dead.
Credit?
Yeah. Credit for the ivory.
You said you wouldn't touch it.
I have changed my mind. Selling the workmen into slavery was despicable. Makola did that. I'm still horrified by it. But the men he sold to the Luanda were company men. They worked for the company. They were paid for their work. So the ivory is company ivory.
I see. And Makola and his wife?
He too is a company man. If 10 workmen choose to desert...
Preferring to become carriers for the Luanda? Begin to see. Well, you're not an absolute fool after all, Kayetz.
As compensation, the Luanda brought us a fortune in ivory.
The men were worthless to us and to themselves.
Yeah, we've done them a favor, and the Luanda have rewarded us.
The logic is peculiar.
Well, who will know the truth? The director has seen worse things done on the quiet, believe me.
I do. And I'm relieved.
Earlier, I mentioned the effect that solitary confinement can have on a man. We'll soon discover the fate of Kearts and Collier when I return with Act 3.
The 1977 Buick Regal. It comes with Buick's terrific V6 engine. It carries six people and lots of Buick comfort. It's lean, it's maneuverable in city traffic. It's the most luxurious mid-sized car Buick builds. Yeah, this new Regal is pretty much everything a car should be, except for one thing. It isn't yours yet, but it can be. Just see your Buick dealer for a test drive. Soon.
I guess I'm lucky. My family's always been healthy. Oh, a touch of constipation now and then. But we've got X-Lax for that.
When you need a laxative, shouldn't your first choice be the one more families buy than any other? That's today's X-Lax. Families like the chocolated taste. You'll like the way X-Lax works, gently overnight for relief in the morning. Next time, make gentle chocolated X-Lax your first choice for occasional use only as directed.
We've always
For years, I've cooked at the International House of Pancakes. I've made dozens of different kinds of pancakes and waffles. I've made hamburgers, french fries, chicken dinners, spaghetti, you name it. But as a chef, I've always felt I needed something more. And now, International House of Pancakes is introducing the International House of Crepes. Magnifique. Now I make seven fantastique crepe dinners. Ham, cheese, shrimp, turkey, c'est mais oui. Imagine a full crepe dinner. Tomato juice, fresh green salad, delicious crepes, dessert, and beverage. International House of Crepes at the International House of Pancakes. Ooh. Bon appetit.
Full course crepe dinners from $2.95 to $3.35 at participating International House of Pancakes in Seattle, Linwood, Burien, and Bellevue.
Unfolding a story written by Joseph Conrad, who in the year 1890 commanded a small Belgian Congo steamboat. He contracted fever, dysentery, and in his words, everything became repellent to him, men and things, but especially men. From that experience, he wrote this story about the disintegration of a trader and his assistant. Three more weeks have passed, and Makola's wife is concerned.
The two men quarrel and break things, Makola. I have heard them.
Stay away from their house. They have revolvers. They are no longer responsible for what they do.
Oh, they are starving.
They have rice.
But nothing else. Kapola's people do not bring game or fruit. They are weak and they are starving.
I do not care. I have no respect for them. They do not belong here.
Have pity on them.
No. Leave them alone. Time will tell against them. The steamer is late. The director is busy with other stations. I do not know when he will arrive.
The men will be dead.
Then Gibola's wish will be granted.
We need food. We'll rot of fever and starvation. You sit there. You're in charge of this pest hole. Do something, Kurtz.
The steamer
oh,
will...
Oh, for all you know, the steamer's passed us by. We have to do something.
I have ivory for the director.
Ivory. Blast the ivory. And the jungle. Burn it down. Exterminate the natives. Set fire to the whole continent.
Oh, you are crazy.
You sit there mourning over that picture of your men.
I warn you, Kaya.
Free me. Free me from this place. Free me. I'm so sick.
The solitude. It is absolute. Everything has gone out of me. Images of home. Gone. Those I loved recede into the distance. Become indistinct. The great silence of the wilderness, its hopelessness,
envelops me. I've lost the will to resist. Death stalks us, and I have no will to resist. No will. Kalia? You are alive.
Get away from me.
You've slept all day.
Good.
Get up now. Don't lie there and rot. I fix supper.
I can't choke down any more ice.
There's coffee.
Then bring out the sugar. What are you hoarding it for?
Only a few lumps left.
Well, bring it out.
It's for when we are sick.
Sick? I'm sick to death. Bring out the sugar or I'll strangle you to death.
I forbid you to speak to me that way.
You what?
I'm your chief.
Chief? Who's chief? There's no chief here. There's nothing here but you and me. Fetch the sugar, you blundering idiot.
Shut up, Kalia! I dismiss you. You miserable scoundrel.
Why, you flabby, good-for-nothing civilian.
Put down that stool.
Make me.
Stop it.
Come back here.
Open that door. Open it, you coward.
He's mad. Revolver. Where is my revolver? I have to control my nerves.
If you don't bring out that sugar, I'll break the door down. I'll show you who's master.
I have to get out of here. The window. Drop to the ground and run for the river. Past McCullough's hut and the storehouse. Run. My legs. This morning I couldn't walk a yard without groaning. Run. Run for my life. He's mad.
I'm waiting for you, Keats. You can't escape. Better jump in the river. You come near the house, I'll kill you. Come on now. You're out there someplace and I'm waiting for you.
What is this all about? This madness. What did we quarrel about? Sugar. A lump of sugar. How preposterous. I will remain hidden behind the house.
Where are you, Tess? I'm coming for you.
I hear him. Which way do I run? To the left or to the right?
Yes, you...
I'm hit. My shoulder. He'll fire again. I don't hear him. Kalia! Makola! Makola!
Yes, Tuan, yes.
Help! Help! I can hardly walk. Help me to the front of the house.
Yes,
please.
Yes, Tuan, here. Hold my arm.
He tried to kill me. Get me back to the porch. A lump of sugar. Civilized men quarreling and killing over a lump of sugar. Thank you, Makola. Yeah. What was that?
It's Herr Kalia. He's been shot and killed.
But my shoulder. The gunshot. Let me... He's dead, Makola.
Yes, Tuan.
I don't understand. He came round, threatening to kill me. We collided in the dark, and there was a shot. And my shoulder...
You are not shot, Tuan.
Isn't that wonderful?
I will see to Herr Kalia, Tuan.
That miserable brute, that pompous, lazy, insolent misfit, he's dead. I'm well rid of him. Threatening me. He didn't learn very much in the army about obedience. There was mutiny. The director will understand.
Tuan, one. Is this your revolver?
Yes. Yes, that is mine.
There is only one revolver, Tuan. Where is his?
I don't know. He came after me to shoot me.
I will look.
Now what will I do? Bury him, I suppose. Order Makola to build a cross. Place him next to the first agent. I killed him. Killed in self-defense.
Tuan, I did not find a revolver near Herr Collier. It was in his room. This is his revolver.
I shot an unarmed man.
Herr Collier died of fever, Tuan. Yes, I think he died of fever. Bury him tomorrow. For tonight, we leave him on the porch.
I am dreaming. Collier is dead. What difference does that make? Thousands die every day. I am at peace with myself. What if I and not Collier was dead? But I'm not. I must wake up. The mist is all around me, penetrating, silent, white, deadly, carrying my guilt through the jungle, calling me to justice, calling me, help, 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 help!
He's gone mad.
He runs wildly to the shore.
The steamer. Kids! Kids!
He's gone. He runs into the jungle. Oh, how do we explain what happened to Herr Kurtz?
He went mad from fever, ran into the forest. Both men are gone. That is all the director will need to know.
And we go downriver to the coast with the director?
Yes. The company sends stupid men to the station. I want no more of them. They offend the natives. We do not collect them of ivory.
You have a great store of ivory, Makola.
Thanks to the Luanda.
And to the workmen who are now their slaves.
Come aboard, Makola. Tie a canoe to the ladder. Well, I'm pleased to see you.
I am honored, Herr Director.
May I ask where Kayetz is and that assistant whose name I've forgotten?
Collier.
Ah, oh, yes, of course. Well?
They are dead, Herr Director.
Ah. The usual, Makola?
Fever. Oh. Herr Collier died of fever. He is buried.
And the agent?
Herr Kayetz became wild in the head and ran into the jungle.
Madness. He cannot survive. And this station, has the work been done?
No, Sir Director.
I fear it as much. Imbeciles.
The company men did not work. Last full moon, they leave station. They join Luanda's. This unlucky station, Tuan.
Well, there's nothing wrong with this station. It's the fools the company sends me to man them. Any ivory?
You come ashore to see.
Makola, that's a marvelous collection. Heaven's name, how did you collect such superb tusks?
I barter for it, sir.
Yes, well, you bartered well. I see you still have half the supplies I left with you. What tribe brought you this wonderful collection?
Luanda.
Ah, I understand. And it was with the Luandas that the workmen went?
Yes, sir.
Amusing. We think alike, Makola.
Yes, sir.
Both of us have a shrewd understanding of real values. I think that you could become an outstanding agent for a great trading company. I'll have my men load the ivory aboard. Then you and I will talk further.
Yes, sir.
Strangers in a foreign land, isolated and destitute, Kayerts and Collier gave up respectable positions to become ivory traders in the middle of equatorial Africa. Unqualified, they degenerated so swiftly that in 6 months they died, both violently. Greed drove Great Trading Company, and greed drove the two men. Only a heartless man such as the director, or a shrewd man like McCullough, can survive the challenges of exploitation. I shall be back shortly.
We know a mover who knows about moving. We're going to a new hometown. He cares about the treasures he's packing. With Allied Van Lines, we're safe and sound.
Allied Van Lines, our people care. More families choose us to get them there. Moving with Allied Van Lines, the most trusted in the world.
I'm Jack Shang, president of Allied Van Lines. I want you to know that all of the people at Allied have made a personal commitment to make your move go smoothly. Our moving counselors, packers, van foremen, and agents are proud that more families choose Allied than any other mover. They're dedicated and committed to doing the best possible job for you.
Allied Van Lines, our people care. More families choose us to get them there. Moving with Allied Van Lines, the most trusted in the world.
See the yellow pages for the Allied Van Lines agent near you.
I'm Hyman Brown, producer-director of the General Mills Radio Adventure Theater. There's an exciting contest coming your way. The prize, an all-expense-paid week-long vacation for four in Disneyland, California. You'll fly first class, stay in a suite at the new Anaheim Hyatt House just across from Disneyland, and of course, all meals are free. You'll also receive free tickets to all attractions, including the newest, a rocket sled journey on Space Mountain, opening soon. It's adventure and excitement that can only happen at Disneyland. We'll have random drawings, and one winner will be selected each week for 4 weeks. We have 400 Mickey Mouse watches for runners-up. No purchase necessary, but contest void where prohibited by law. Find out how to enter on the General Mills Radio Adventure Theater, Saturday and Sunday, April 2nd and 3rd, on the station you're tuned to right now.
Conrad wrote this tragic story in 1895. The days of colonial exploitation have ended. Those who hunt and sell ivory are no longer cheated with gifts of cheap cloths, glittering beads, and trinkets. Now they get value for what they sell. This is advancement of a sort. And the dignity we formerly accorded only to each other is now, we hope, accorded to all mankind. Our cast included Robert Dryden, William Griffiths, Joe Silver, and Joan Arliss. The entire production was under the direction of Hyman Brown. Radio Mystery Theater was sponsored in part by Buick Motor Division. This is E.G. Marshall inviting you to return to our Mystery Theater for another adventure in the macabre. Until next time, pleasant dreams.
Everybody, old man Warner's gone home.
Great. When will it be tonight? A dogfight between the Red Baron and Eddie Rickenbacker?
Nah, we did that last week. How about a daring night bombing raid on the oil fields at Ploesti with B-26s?
I'm tired of propeller jobs. What about a little jet jockey?
Or a vintage air race? How long's it been since you flew a Curtiss seaplane?
Don't be funny. We can't take a seaplane off inside the Burian Hobby Center.
Well, we could if we flood the floor. All right, everybody.
When Bob Warner locks up for the night, the Burian Hobby Center really starts jumping. With such a terrific selection of airplane models, it just had to happen. They're just too realistic to stay silent all night. night long. Now, I won't swear to it, but some mornings, all those tiny scale model pilots look a little tired, and there's a hint of a vapor trail up near the ceiling. The Burien Hobby Center. More airplanes than most air forces have in stock.
Jolly good show. What? All right, gentlemen, man your plane. Now, remember the ground rules. No dive bombing the Lionel train display, and keep out of the craft section. Don't want to get tangled in the macrame. And one of us has got to keep a lookout in case Bob Warner comes back before morning. Hey, would you move those model car kits? I haven't got enough room to take off.
KIRO, Seattle, the News Authority.
CBS News, a second day of disarmament talks to begin in Moscow shortly. Good morning, I'm David Jackson reporting on the CBS Radio Network. There were no surprises at the opening session Monday, as we hear from Bernard Redmont in Moscow.
Secretary of State Vance says the atmosphere on the first day of his talks with Soviet leaders was businesslike and went about as expected. Vance said he thought the air had been cleared after an exchange of opinions with Soviet Party Chief Leonid Brezhnev on the issue of human rights.
No, I would expect it's over with these discussions.
Vance said he told Brezhnev the U.S. concerns were universal in nature and that the U.S. would continue to do what it believed appropriate on the overall question of human rights. The secretary said the Russians were not making progress on the SALT II talks dependent on any attitude by the U.S. on human rights. Bernard Redmont, CBS News, Moscow.
The Soviet news agency TASS says the Soviet Union and the United States will work together on a study of the Bermuda Triangle, a part of the Atlantic Ocean noted for ship and plane accidents. TASS says the joint project will be called Polymode and is due to begin in June. More news after this.
If your child throws away the lunch you sent to school today, said Wonder, kids eat it up.
If he fiddles with the middle, then throws the bread away,
said Wonder, kids eat it up.
There are cheaper breads, but they're not always as fresh and soft the way kids like bread.
When you send the lunch to school, make this the daily rule, said Wonder, kids eat it up.
Try Wonder English muffins, too.
If you want to save money during this cold weather, give your fireplace and furnace some attention. I'm Gene King with some tips from the Council of Better Business Bureaus. Be sure the flue to your fireplace is closed when it isn't in use. An open flue just draws the heat right out of your house. Be sure your storm windows and doors fit snugly. Keep your thermostat turned down, and here's a safety tip. Never try to relight a pilot light unless you know the proper technique. If you don't, call a service company.
Spanish authorities say air traffic controllers in the Canary Islands were not to blame for the ground collision of two jumbo jets at Santa Cruz Airport Sunday. They also say communications failure or sabotage were not causes for the accident. The latest death toll in the tragedy is now put at 575 persons. President Carter's plan to reorganize the federal energy bureaucracy is running into some criticism on Capitol Hill, and Monday, Energy Chief Schlesinger testified at House subcommittee hearings to push for Mr. Carter's priorities.
We are down to a number of last resorts. If we are going to get off oil and gas for the immediate future for burning fuel, we only have coal and nuclear. I should point out that President Carter stated very clearly that he favored going for coal first and the use of solar power and let nuclear fill whatever gap remains, but that gap would be large. We are getting down to the point that we don't have a great deal of choice in these matters.
Afterward, Committee Chairman Jack Brooks of Texas told reporters the need for coordination of energy programs is obvious. He predicts final committee action on the reorganization bill by mid-May. The House Budget Committee is working on President Carter's budget proposals for 1978. In a close vote Monday, the committee supported Mr. Carter's recommendations to cut funding for several major water projects. The committee also voted to continue funding for the controversial B-1 bomber program, but it cut $2.3 billion from the president's proposed defense budget. Sources in Washington say the Federal Commission on Postal Service has decided to recommend the elimination of Saturday mail deliveries and increase federal spending on the Postal Service. Even if the new measures are adopted, according to the sources, the panel feels the price for mailing a first-class letter may jump to 22 cents by 1985. An appeals court in California has temporarily blocked the deprogramming of five adult members of the Unification Church of the Reverend Sun Myung Moon. The court ruled the five would stay with their parents for 30 days as ordered by a lower court, but today's ruling barred the parents from sending the five to a deprogrammer in Arizona pending further legal actions. Now this.
Four men in a tank, four finders in the field, that's brotherhood, goodness knows. An army on the team, we're four who look like one, thinking fast and living close. Together we can take the rumbles, together we can take the knocks. But how much longer can we take young Jack Mulligan's socks?